Evil angels oppose God's plans. Evil spirits were originally created sinless. They were equal in nature, power, and glory with the holy beings that are now God's messengers. But now they are fallen because of sin, and they have joined together to dishonor God and destroy humanity. United with Satan in rebellion, they cooperate with him in warfare against divine authority. Old Testament history mentions their existence, but during the time when Christ was on earth, evil spirits showed their power in the most striking ways. Christ had come to redeem humanity, and Satan was determined to control the world. He had succeeded in establishing idol worship in every part of the earth except Palestine. Christ came to the only land not fully yielded to the tempter, stretched out his arms of love, and invited all to find pardon and peace in him. The angels of darkness understood that if Christ's mission were successful, their rule would end soon. The New Testament clearly states that people have been possessed with demons. Such people were not simply suffering with disease from natural causes. Christ recognized the direct presence and influence of evil spirits. The demon-possessed men at Gadara were wretched maniacs, writhing, foaming, and raging, and they were doing violence to themselves and putting everyone else in danger who came near them. Their bleeding, disfigured bodies and deranged minds made a spectacle that pleased the prince of darkness. One of the demons controlling the sufferers said, "My name is Legion, for we are many." In the Roman army, a legion consisted of from 3,000 to 5,000 men. At the command of Jesus, the evil spirits fled from their victims, leaving them subdued, intelligent, and gentle. But the demon swept a herd of pigs into the sea. To the people living in Gadara, the loss outweighed the blessing Christ had brought, and so they asked the divine healer to leave. See, by blaming Jesus for their loss, Satan stirred up the selfish fears of the people and prevented them from listening to his words. Christ allowed the evil spirits to destroy the pigs as a rebuke to Jews who were raising unclean animals for profit. If Christ had not restrained the demons, they would have plunged not only the pigs, but also their keepers and owners into the sea. Furthermore, God permitted this event so that the disciples could witness the cruel power of Satan on both people and animals and would not be deceived by his delusions. Jesus also wanted the people to see his power to break Satan's hold and release his captives. Though Jesus himself went away, the men he had delivered so amazingly remained there to tell about the mercy of their benefactor. The Bible records other examples. The daughter of the Syrophoenician woman, severely afflicted with a devil whom Jesus cast out by his word, a youth who had a spirit who had often thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him, the maniac, tormented by a spirit of an unclean devil who disturbed the Sabbath quiet at Capernaum, the Savior healed them all. In nearly every instance, Christ addressed the demon as an intelligent being, commanding him not to torment his victim ever again. The worshippers at Capernaum were all amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, "What a word this is! For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." In order to get supernatural power, some welcomed the satanic influence. Of course, these people had no conflict with the demons. Included in this group were those who had the spirit of divination, Simon Magus, Elymas the sorcerer, and the slave girl who followed Paul and Silas at Philippi,